We are in Simin Shin Yud Gimel. We're up to Siv Zayin, and we will be doing from Zayin through Yud. Korish and Ishpur, the ceiling's coming down. So you have a ceiling beam that's falling down. Mutar l'somcha barukas hamita. You can go ahead and take one of the bed boards, say one of the sides of the bed. You're allowed to go support it with it. Shehem keli, because that is a keli and it's not mukta, and they used to come off all the time. Lo kidei shetala, you're not allowed to put it there to push the beam back into place. Dim kein havale bona, that's binyan. El kidei shelo tered yoser, to keep it from falling down any further. Now, how about using a stick? There's a machlokas aposkim, a stick which is not mukta. Is that mutter? Or must it actually look like a bedboard so that it's ridiculous for anyone to think that you're going to leave it there? But a stick, people may be choshed that you're going to leave it there long term, and it'll look like binyan. So it's a machlokas in that. V'hushir refuyim sheyuchal litlam kesheyirtze. That's only if it's loose. Avalim mahatkam sham aser. But to wedge it into place is going to be aser because of bitul keli mehichano. You're actually making it muktzah because you won't be able to pull it out of there on Shabbos. Sifches, safsol shenishmat echad miraglov. This is halacha we saw in Shinches already. A bench where one of the legs came off. Now, if one of the legs broke, the bench is not muktzah on Shabbos. But if one of the legs came off, also lachziru lemkomo, it is also midrabanan to put it in, even in a temporary way, as a gzeira that you're going to go and screw it in. Ulaniach also tzara shemen al safsol acher, yesh mi shemachmer lesser. There are those who say that you couldn't even lean that part of the bench on another bench and sit on it as a gzeira, since it's impractical for use. You're going to go and actually attach the leg that fell off. So we learned there that not only that, but the whole thing, the leg and the bench, become usur betiltul, all as a gzeira. But it said there that if you used it before Shabbos in that manner, then you showed that you're not so crazy over it and that you're not going to go and screw it back in. You wouldn't mind using it leaning on another bench, and then it would be mutter. Siftes. Hatokeya eitz be'eitz. What happens if you attach one piece of wood into another? In other words, you bang one piece of wood into another. Bein shetoka b'masmer, whether you connected them with nails. Bein shetoka be'eitz atzmo. Or you wedged it into a crack in the wood. Achinis achid, until they become like one piece of wood. Hareza told us bona, that is a tolda of binyan. Now the same thing goes, the Gemara tells us, if you put the handle into a hammer, into an axe, that is considered binyan. Or if the handle is loose, so what you do is, in order to wedge it into place, you stick another piece of wood in there. Today they usually put metal, but let's say you put a piece of wood in there, that would also be considered binyan. Sif Yud, chotzer sheniskalkala b'meimei geshamim. You have a yard that you cannot use because there's water all over the place. Yochal lizros bo teven, you're allowed to go and spread the straw all over in order that it become usable. The straw sits, it raises the level so that you're not going to be walking on water anymore. It's clear that you're not being mavatle to the binyan. Ultimately, you want it to go back to the animals for them to eat. As long as you do with kalachar yad because of tirchi yisera, that you should not spread it. Lo besal v'lo bekupa, you shouldn't be spreading it out of a basket the way you normally do. Elo b'shulei hakupa, you turn the basket upside down. Sheafcheno v'yovi teven al shuleha. Dahainu al yidei shinui, aval biyad aser, you can't do it by hand either. You have to go and spread it out from this upside down basket. The reason is because of uvdu dechol. But the Mishnah Berurah says that you're allowed to ask a non-Jew to go and spread the straw all over the place. Even in a regular way, he can use his hands the way one normally spreads straw. Now, this is all because you're doing it for the purpose of using the ground. What happens if you just want to cover something on the ground? For example, it was common in those days, people would spit on the ground and then cover it with sand. The halacha is that that's mutter on Shabbos because you're not doing it to straighten the ground out. So your kavana there is only to cover. Not so in the case over here, where because the ground isn't usable, you're spreading the straw to make the ground usable. There's a chash that it looks like you're being mosav ala binyan, and the halacha is that Chazal were only matir a derech shinui, so that it shouldn't be an uvda d'chol.